Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having a blessed, terrific day today. A lot of stuff going on as always, and again, we appreciate the support. And thank you for just sending a lot of information. Now, I'm getting lots of emails from people, as I always do, but a lot of people are calling out what is going on with everything right now as far as just people are starting to wake up. Put it that way. The more people I talk to in person, the more people I talk to via email, the more I'm starting to realize, it actually excites me quite a bit, that people are really starting to understand that this is not a game anymore, that this is way more than just a little plandemic or whatever people want to call it now. I called up Daytona Beach last week, the Marriott over there, as I had actually rented a hotel room for Jeep Beach, which has now been canceled, which is fantastic. And I'm being sarcastic. And so I talked to the main manager there after I canceled it. I said, "What in the world is going on over there?" I said, "If they canceled, you know, shut everything down." She goes, "Well, ironically," she goes, "they haven't talked about this at all in the news media because they don't want to tell everybody that it's not really an issue over here in Daytona with the virus at all." She goes, "But they tried to shut down the beach, actually shut down all of Daytona Beach about 3 weeks ago." And I guess she said one of the commissioners came out and a couple other people came out and they said it got shut down for like half a day. And they said, "Absolutely not. Daytona Beach is our bread and butter. That's how we make money. If you shut down the entire aspect of Daytona Beach, there will be nothing left here to do since everything is closed." And they went on to say the exact same thing I did. She said, "It's idiotic considering the fact that you're in 90-plus degree temperature, right in the direct sunlight, with salt mist, in the ocean, and they're telling you that this is going to be the area that you're most likely to catch the virus and you're not allowed to basically go out to the beach." She said they have stopped cars from driving out on the beach on Daytona to prevent massive amount of people from basically going out there. But as far as walking, running, tanning, playing, swimming, surfing, completely open, has been open, and she said nobody wants to talk about it in the mainstream media because Daytona has hardly had any issues with the virus, yet the beach has remained completely open this entire time for the main aspect of Daytona Beach. So, again, it completely and totally spins the narrative on its head of this, just this idiotic narrative that they keep trying to push on us of shutting things down that are completely out in the open, pretty much void of any chance of catching a virus. I drove through downtown Auburndale again this morning. I had to run back to the post office this morning. And, of course, I noticed that the butterfly garden is still closed. It's been closed for like 3 weeks now. Now, this was the $80,000 to $100,000 fenced-in garden that's designed to allow butterflies to thrive, which I didn't vote on that. I thought it was a waste of money. But now that it's there, it is a pretty little garden. I've gone to with the kids before and walked around and looked at the butterflies, and there's a four-foot fence separating the sidewalk from the actual garden. They have closed the gates on it a couple weeks ago, said, "Due to the coronavirus, the butterfly garden is closed." And so it's ironic that the four-foot fence you can walk around, the sidewalk you can walk around, but allegedly if you walk inside the butterfly garden, you're on the other side of the four-foot fence, you're somehow magically going to catch coronavirus. At least that's how the idiots in our city are portraying it. And see, if I was in county commission, if I was a city commissioner, if I was a mayor, by now, you know, at the beginning, I may say, "Listen, we got to make some precautions, at least for the first 2 weeks. Make sure everybody's safe, especially if you have immune system problems or if you're older. Use caution. Stay at home." But by now, the end of April, I would say, "This is stupid. We're starting the city back up. We're not going to keep our entire town shut down. We're too small. We're going to bring in the revenue. Use discretion. Use sanitation habits." This whole thing's turning out to be complete and total hyped-up mess from the media. Is it a virus? Yes. Is it like the flu? Similar. Is it something that needs to constitute the entire country shutting down? Absolutely not. And the more people realize that and wake up, especially in areas that are not having significant issues like Polk County, you know, we've had a whopping like 250 cases out of our entire gigantic county, which is one of the biggest in the entire state of Florida with a population of over 800,000 people. this is lunacy. So again, I encourage everybody, speak your mind, put the information out there, wake people up, continue to stand for the truth, and I think we're going to basically, hopefully, make a difference, at least in these areas, and continually start opening back up and get people back to work. Dad, what do you think?
Well, you know, the butterfly garden, let's start with that. It's about 50 feet across. It's got fence around it. They put a butterfly garden by a train track. When you have Amtrak coming through here at 60 miles an hour every day killing butterflies. I mean, literally the track is 150 feet, 50 feet probably away from the tracks, the butterfly garden. So you got a butterfly garden that's basically should be the butterfly killing field is what it should be called. And it's just, and it's 50 feet across. It's got a little fence around it so you can walk around it and still look at it. But you can't walk through the little fence because whoever's dictating policy has dictated that that's a coronavirus area. The butterflies don't seem to care about the coronavirus. They really don't really think about anything, but they really probably don't want to be around the trains at this point. They probably think that their buddies getting splattered on the front of trains. Now let's look at Daytona Beach. I'm so glad that Daytona Beach has never shut their beaches down because, you know, I mean, the other day I was with a friend and he was flying and we flew down over the area by Sarasota Beach and it was completely desolate. I told you guys about that. And there was not one person on the beach because all the good little slaves have complied. Now, let me start with something here real quick this morning to totally just explain to you what they're doing. Okay, there's an energy field around the planet that's through Christ. It's the Holy Spirit. It holds everything together. And you say, well, I don't believe that. You know, okay, let's go to the scripture. This is going to be out of Colossians 1:17. It says, for in him all things were created. Now, we're talking about Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So the word says, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and firstborn from among the dead, so that in all things he may have preeminence. All right, so we've got God basically through the Holy Spirit is saying that everything's held together through him. In Colossians, this is the energy field that controls the atoms and makes the atoms stick together and have the electrons in the first field, the second field, the third field. All of this is through Christ. He created all this. He's the, how should I say, the glue that holds it all together is what they're saying here. And I'm using glue as a metaphor. Don't say I'm changing scripture because I didn't. But it's that energy field around the planet that they're trying to control, the demons. Now, very simple. They're trying to control this energy that holds it all together. This is what the sacrifices are all about. This is what the blood drinking is all about. This is what they do. This is how they live. This is how they control. This is what they learned. They learned in the beginning. I mean, Lucifer saw what God had done. He can't do it. He can't create life. And they saw what he had done. And they thought, okay, let's steal it. Let's control it. Let's take advantage of it. Okay. This is what this demonic group does all the time. Because like I said, Lucifer can't create life. You can give him he's had all the time in the universe as far as time-wise, and he hasn't created anything. He'll take something that God made, he'll pollute it. He'll pollute the DNA. He'll put chemtrails in the air, and he'll cause damage. He'll put smart dust in us. He'll take and create a GMO plant, a genetically modified plant, but he didn't start the life. He just modified it. He can't create life. He can't do that. Only God the Father can do that. We got to understand that. So through Christ, through God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, through the triune Godhead, all things are held together. And this is the energy field that they want to control. This is the energy field by using the pyramids back in Genesis chapter 6. They created an energy grid, a network all around the planet. They created a force field to control the energy field that God created around the planet in order to change the frequency of the planet. This is also including the electromagnetic frequency of the planet to create a thought wave pattern that was negative all the time. And this is how they were doing the mind control in Genesis chapter 6. And this is why when God looked down at the planet, he said, this is not good. This is bad. You know, I'm upset that I did this, that I built these people. They've done this. Well, you know, it wasn't that the people did it, and God's not specifically saying that they had allowed themselves to be overcome by Lucifer, and they had basically followed him. And then that's when he basically, you know, flushed the planet. And then we go down the road a little further, a few more thousand years, and we have the children of Israel, you know, the Jews, they're coming out of Egypt, and he gives them their law. He says, okay, here's the thing. Obviously, you guys can't get this without me telling you the do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs of what you should and shouldn't do. So I'm going to give you my law, the Torah, the Pentateuch, the five books of Levitical law. And he does it while Moses is up on the mountain. And by the way, the guys had come out of Egypt. They had taken these ancient Canaanite religions, ancient Egyptian mythology religions, and they had built themselves a golden calf after they'd seen all the miracles God had done to get them out of Egypt. And they were having a human sacrifice slash orgy slash blood drinking ceremony. I'm adding some things to that based upon what these religions believe. And Moses comes off the mountain, and God has enough, and God's about to kill everybody. And God, Moses says, don't do that. Please, please, please. So he talks God out of it. Now, there's multiple things we can talk about here. You know, God had a relationship with Moses. You know, and so we have to understand that relationship. Moses understood he was God. But he had a closeness. You know, he prayed and spoke with him in person, and he was able to convince God not to kill the Israelites coming out of Egypt. And then, but a bunch of them still died right there on the spot because of what they were doing, because they chose to continue to follow Baal. But need I digress? So what ended up happening here is we have this group of people that have continually fought, and it's not just the Jews, because they were here before the Jews. The ancient Canaanites were doing the same thing with the fertility rituals. We gotta separate that. You could call them the Kabbalists, but the Kabbalists took those ancient Canaanite religions through the Zohar and the ancient Egyptian mythology, and they put it all together in this one book that is like the foundational work of all evil, of witchcraft, of Kabbalah, of sorcery, of all of it. This is what it's for. It's what it does. It's like a primer on how to do weird stuff, I guess. And these guys practice this stuff, but it's from old writings and stuff that they basically put into that book. Now, what we have to understand is this. You know, Edward Bernays came in and he said, oh, by the way, you can manipulate the mind and the groupthink. He's the father of modern advertising, by putting this in people's minds, by saying this, you know, putting it in print. Then came the radio. Then came the TV. The TV was the coup de grace. That was the one they got us. They got to do us with the mind, as far as the brain, as far as the visual senses and the auditory senses, and they got to use colors and symbolism and everything in the TV. The TV was the ultimate mind control tool. Period. Nothing else has ever come close to that. This is why they want us to be digitized. They can increase the frequency. They can increase the change. They can change it. They can do all kinds of stuff to you when it's digital instead of analog. But remember, they told us years ago they were getting rid of analog TVs. They weren't going to pick up antennas anymore. That you couldn't use an antenna. You had to go to cable. It's all a lie. They never got rid of the antennas and the analog TVs. Why? Because they don't want to lose that control mechanism, because there are still millions and millions of people, including me, moi, myself, who has an antenna on his house, who basically doesn't have cable TV, but they want to continue the propaganda message into the homes. That's why they've never turned it off like they said they were going to. It was just another lie. So here's what they're doing. This is a perfect example of the tail wagging the dog. Today I went to Drudge. Now, Drudge every once in a while has some pretty good stories, and I always say even a blind squirrel can find an acorn every once in a while, and Drudge has some pretty good stories every once in a while. But Drudge, remember, he's supposedly gay. He's also supposedly Jewish. Now, he's the one who basically made big headlines and really got this website off the ground when Monica Lewinsky was, you know, doing her wild thing with Bill Clinton. He started talking about it, you know, and he got big. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. I'm going to say this again. I've said this to you a hundred times. How in the world did he get this big where he has billions of views a month? The only way that happens is if the CIA, who controls the internet, turns their search engines to your website. That's it. And then you get all these advertisers buying all this airtime and advertising time who get these huge numbers because of your website. You know, there's some other agencies, you know, a lot of other news aggregators have gotten really big really fast, and they're allowed to advertise and promote their website and their web channel and their writings on YouTube. ask yourself a question. How in the world did they get all those YouTube contracts to basically come in and promote their websites as alternative news? Think through this. Now, if you guys know me personally and you want to email me, I'll send you the who I'm specifically talking about, but I'm not going to say that because I can't prove this, but I know they're doing this because I've watched them. They start shoving the China narrative on us. It's the Chinese. They're the bad guys. They're this, they're that, they're this. Because there's always a boogeyman. If it's not Russia, it's China. If it's not China, it's North Korea. It's always somebody that we have to be scared of. Now, it's the coronavirus boogeyman, which is stupid. One of my staff members told me this morning, well, we've had another 15,000 cases of coronavirus in Florida. I looked at him. I said, that's a total lie. And I said, and he said, well, that's a lie. I don't believe it either. I said, well, no, it's a lie. It's a total lie. Anytime you die of a stubbed toe because you got an infection, you die of coronavirus. I mean, it's ridiculous. Of what they're doing now is what they're putting on death certificates to get there anywhere from $13,000, depending on the state, up to $300,000 per person who dies of coronavirus. I mean, the hospitals, they're trying to stay in business because all of the elective surgeries have been taken out. They've told them they can't go anymore. I mean, I have a friend of mine who's a cardiologist, and even he said his practice is down 80%. So the hospitals are hemorrhaging cash. So anytime they can increase revenue, do you think just maybe they may put down coronavirus if they're not sure 100%? Of course they are. This is what's going on. So I picked up the Drudge Report this morning. Let me show you what here. Let me just read you the front articles. USA, virus kills 45,000, doubling in a little over a week. Okay, that's a lie. Earliest COVID death in Bay Area was February the 6th. Okay, that might be true. More important things than living, Texas governor says. Man dies after calling lockdown bull. Well, you know what bull means, bull feces. We'll do it that way. Now, why would they say that? Okay, because they're warning you. Now, remember, they don't tell you who he is, where his – they say anything. Pastor dies after calling lockdown, you know, nonsense. They always do this. I talked to Terry yesterday via text, and she said this is ridiculous because you can't prove anything. They don't give you the place that he lives. You don't know if he's even a real person. You don't even know if he really died. And guys, I'm not going to mention any names here because it's for out of respect for somebody who may have died. My condolences to the family if this was real. But you can't verify any of this stuff. Okay? Big unknowns complicating getting back to normal. They're warning you. New York City residents flee. They flee permanently. Okay? West Virginia governor returned to rural life. Five threats to the food supply chains. Tyson closing large pork plant in Iowa. CDC chief, second wave could be worse. Oh, let's get scared. Let's wave your little magic, you know, wand that's made out of Hollywood. Yeah, that's right. That the guys need to take some research on that. Largely spread by people without symptoms. Oh my gosh, it's everybody has it now. They have the symptoms. Everybody wear a mask. What the heck? No, it's just unbelievable. He goes, no benefit from the malaria drug. Treatment guidelines reject Trump-backed drug combo. Poll president's approval 42%. Seniors are souring. Pandemic fallout tracks political divide. World sick map. America sick map. These are the lead stories. California cases rising. New Jersey deaths sit high. Chicago shut. Chicago shut till June. Who cares? Less dead bodies. Big firms grab big business funds. That's a fact. They did do that. Harvard vows to keep the cash. Pope, listen to this. Now, they've got all this stuff they've told you, all of these weird hyperbole stories, which may have 1% truth in them. And finally, if that wasn't enough, listen to what happens. Next thing, big bold letters on Drudge. Pope, okay, we got the largest religion in the world. Nature will not forgive our sins. Remember, the Pope is Gaia. He's all about, you know, the earth being God. He's a weirdo. You know, he was involved in Operation Condor in South America, working with the CIA to overthrow governments, especially in Argentina and Buenos Aires. This is the Pope. He's another nut, complete and total nutbag. Pope, nature will not forgive our sins. Nature? 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 And he goes, ruin the work of God. Okay, which God is he even talking about? That guy's so far off the doggone planet. Now, it's nuts. And you Catholics, don't you fuss at me because of this Pope. This Pope's nuts. And you guys know he's nuts. I've got a bunch of good friends that are Catholics, and they can't stand this guy. And I've never heard him say one bad thing about a Pope until this clown showed up. Okay? This guy's Looney Tunes. So this is the headline. These are the headlines in Drudge today. It's all programming, guys. All of it. It's programming. What they're doing is they're making you think that all of this stuff is true. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Why? This Drudge website is completely and totally compromised. It is compromised. I believe it said he won't even admit to it. They got sold here a while back. I'm sure it's under full CIA control under Operation Mockingbird. I mean, this is crazy what's going on here with Drudge, one of the largest news aggregators in the world. So you have to ask yourself a question. Was he put together? I mean, here's the thing. Every time you meet these people, and these guys actually talk, Jeff Bezos or Drudge or the guy with Tesla, they're all a bunch of weirdos. I mean, they're weirdos. I mean, you think, I mean, Bezos is one of the weirdest people I've ever heard speak. You know, the guy who did Facebook, he's another weirdo. Number one, weirdos don't build big businesses on their own. Now, let me explain to you why. Okay? They can't relate to enough people. You know, once they start talking, people start running. I'm being really direct with you guys. I mean, if I was in a room with Jeff Bezos and he started talking, I'd be like, okay, this guy is like Looney Tunes. So you have to ask yourself a question. Elon Musk, another weirdo, said gets on Joe Rogan and starts smoking dope. I mean, unbelievable. The guys are just all nuts. So what are they being used for? Drudge, another weirdo. The guy's a weirdo. Okay? Here's the problem. These guys are cutouts. The international banking cartel is controlling all of these newscasters and all of these aggregators and all of these manufacturers and all these production people. That's who's doing it. The international banking cartels. And who controls them? The Kabbalists. The guys who worship the snake in the tree. I was watching another video the other day, and this guy's another weirdo. I won't mention his name. But every once in a while, he has a really good point he makes. And he's not a Christian, so I'm not going to mention his name. I won't promote him. And he starts talking about astrology and astronomy and signs in the heavens and signs in the stars and all this, and he starts saying that this is what these guys who control the planet believe in. Now, that's some of that's true. They do everything by the numbers via that gematria stuff they do. And he starts saying that it's going to continue to progress and get worse until we get to like the November area, October, November. He goes, then they believe that the world comes under the sign of Mars. Again, this weird Roman, Greek, this old stuff they believe, this old mythology, and then it comes under the sign of Scorpio, and all things are all. Then he says that all hell's going to break loose because of war and everything else. Now, I don't know if this is true. I think the guy sounds like he's nuts. All right, but this is the kind of stuff that these guys believe. You know, it's like they want to take that Antichrist, that son of perdition, whatever the heck that thing's going to be, take him into the Holy of Holies in the temple after they rebuild it. This is why it's so important not to give to the temple fund. Pierce him with the spear of destiny and bring him out on the steps and have him declare himself God. Now, this is the goal of these guys. And you say, well, that sounds crazy. I didn't say it didn't. I think it sounds nuts, too. So don't tell me that I think that this stuff sounds normal, because it all sounds loony. All right? The only part that I like about what I've talked about so far today is the scripture I read out of Colossians, because that's the word of God. But the reality is these guys, they know what the scripture says, and they're doing their best to try to force fulfillment of scripture, including the rebuilding of the third temple, including being under Noahide laws, including a one world religion, a one world God, a one world currency, a one world, so they can create an energy field around the planet to make everybody's thoughts evil all the time, again, like they did in Genesis chapter 6 already. This is the same group. And as long as we understand that, because remember, it says that these guys were there before the flood and after the flood. It says that. I'll read that to you. I'll pull that up in just a second. But guys, this is what's happening in the world right now. These guys are still in charge. It's God of this world, God of this age, and we're not of this world. Always remember that. I mentioned this to you yesterday. I'm going to say it again. You were bought at a price by the blood of the Lamb. God sanctified you. He set you apart so that we can see what's going on. We know what's going on, but we don't have to be part of what's going on. Don't believe all of these headlines and all of what they say. Now, some parts of each of these stories may be true. That's how they do the propaganda. But just think through it. The world's not going to HE double sticks right now, unless of course the seals and the trumpets start blowing, then it's probably on its way. But this coronavirus thing is, like Austin said, it's real, and it's a bioweapon is what it is. Now we have people coming out of China saying 5 million dead in China. Now, is that a possibility? If it was a specific genome bioweapon to kill Chinese, yeah, Then they say the Chinese released it. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's just think through this together. If the Chinese were going to develop a bioweapon, let's just think through this. Why would they develop a bioweapon that was genome specific to Chinese? You'd be insane. Let's see how many Americans we can kill. What is wrong with these people who say stuff like this? No. They don't do stuff like that, and they wouldn't release it. Something else. Remember in the beginning, back in January, I told you that Iran had come out and says that the Mossad, CIA, MI6, they were involved in the releasing and the development of this bioweapon? Yeah, that makes more sense than anything else. But need I digress. Austin, what do you think?
Well, that's the thing, and we've seen now that this whole the virus thing has turned nothing more into an excuse for pretty much almost every single totalitarian police state and lockdown Nazi, so to speak, to come out of the woodwork now. If you guys have seen, this has been all over the news the last day, and I did some more research on it because it's, quite frankly, it's very, very creepy. In Connecticut now, police have released an extremely invasive drone force, what they're calling the pandemic drones. I kid you not, this is very strange. They were produced by the Canadian company Dragonfly. And if you've seen photos of these things, they're very weird looking drones. I mean, these things are borderline half autonomous. They can almost fly by themselves. They have this big ball on the bottom of them, cameras all over them, these big five propellers, all these weird looking eyeball cameras that pop up over the top of them. You can look them up from Dragonfly. And what they are is the pandemic drones are going to be used, and I quote, to enhance town services, advance public safety, engage residences, and encourage growth of the local economy. What? It's called titled Operation Flatten the Curve Pilot Program. According to the Dragonfly press release, the pandemic drones are equipped with specialized sensors, computer vision systems, including FLIR heat signatures, that can pick up the temperature and or fever of a person from up to 200 feet away, including determine their heart and respiratory rates, as well as detect people sneezing and coughing in crowds in groups up to 200 feet away. The technology can accurately detect infectious conditions from a distance from 190 to 200 feet, as well as measure social distancing for proactive public safety practices. What? Did you guys just hear what I said? They now have pandemic drones that are going to be flying around in Connecticut that can determine your body temperature up to 200 feet away, including your respiratory rate and your heart rate, along with determine if you are properly social distancing 6 feet away from people. Now, granted, these cameras, don't forget, they're also equipped with facial recognition software and everything else. That stuff's old school now. Facial recognition's old school. Even FLIR heat signature's old school. But to be able to determine if that person has a fever from 200 feet away, and then also to basically detect the respiratory rate and heart rate from somebody, do you understand the technology that is put into these drones? Not to mention, now we're seeing where all this money is going that they're pumping in with these multi-trillion dollar stimulus bills to fight the coronavirus for local municipalities and law enforcement. Remember, all that money, if you look through that bill, that $2.2 trillion bill, remember, only a couple hundred billion actually went to the United States populace. I've said this repeatedly. If they were concerned about making sure the populace had enough money to actually put in savings and pay their bills, they would have given that $2.2 trillion to every single person that was currently working before the coronavirus. If you're already on unemployment, they already took care of that. You're getting unemployment. You don't need more money as far as a stimulus bill because you weren't working. But if they took that $2.2 trillion stimulus bill and gave it to, I think, the roughly 160 million working men and women in the United States, that would have been roughly $13,300 for every single working person. Whoa, that's a decent amount of money now. I mean, you pay your mortgage for a good little while, you make your car payments, you can keep everything paid down, you can pay your food. But see, they don't want to do that, because it would have made people very, very self-sufficient for a while. They could actually put some money in savings, budget some money over the next couple months. They didn't do that. They gave all the money to all these agencies. All the alphabet agencies got tens and tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions in some cases, like the FCC. Now we got the Connecticut Police Department somehow popped up with millions of dollars in drones. Remember, this technology, these drones are hundreds of thousands of dollars from Dragonfly. These aren't $200 or $300 drones that you go buy at Sam's and fly around with a little GoPro on them. These things are beyond normal technology. They're full-blown AI technology. You're going to determine what somebody's respiratory rate and heart rate is, along with their body temperature, along with seeing how far they are from people, including their facial recognition from 200 feet away while you're floating in the air, floating around monitoring people. Yeah, these aren't $2,000 or $3,000 drones that do surveillance. These are full-blown AI monitoring drones, and I promise you guys, these drones are not going to disappear after the alleged pandemic's over. They will say that there's a constant need for these now to make sure we don't have any issues with the coronavirus or influenza-like symptoms. Remember, I read you guys yesterday the whole thing, not the whole thing, but the beginning phase of what they're doing in order for you to enter the gated phases. And of course, they blatantly put in there the downward trajectory of influenza-like illnesses reported within a 14-day period. Influenza has nothing to do with this coronavirus, allegedly. That's what we've been told. Influenza is nothing that we've ever locked the country down before. Influenza is nothing that we've shuttered people in their homes and arrested people for going on the beach and working out in parking lots and in parks. Never.
I don't know, boss, if it's still with me or not. I can't hear anything right now, so I'm going to go ahead and just go on like the show basically is going on with me. By the way, Oktoberfest has been canceled for the first time since World War II as German hops growers warn of beer shortage. So I guess in case you guys like beer, there wasn't enough to worry about now. We're going to have a hop shortage, and they're canceling Oktoberfest. For the first time since World War II, Munich's iconic Oktoberfest has been canceled, a significant blow to Germany's tourism and beer industry, reported Bloomberg. I guess they're doing everything they can to cripple Germany. We agree that the risk is simply too great. Now, remember, Oktoberfest is in October. It's a long ways away. Bavarian Premier Markus Söder told reporters on Tuesday, "We are living in different times, and living with corona means living carefully." So they're stopping probably one of the biggest parties on the planet with this beer fest. And you know, it's kind of crazy because, guys, think about it for a second. I'm not a big beer advocate, but this isn't about drinking the beer. This is about the fact they're shutting down a major part of the German economy that generates huge amounts of money for Germany every single year. By the way, Trump now is basically telling now the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy Iranian gunboats. Now, I don't know how you shoot down an Iranian gunboat because it doesn't fly. I can see how you destroy one, but I mean, you mean sink, I guess he means to say. Trump is using Twitter to punch all oil shorts in the nose and trigger a massive covering. In other words, he's trying to raise the point of oil costs, but here's the thing. Iran just doesn't produce that much oil because of all the sanctions they're under. I mean, you know, Russia produces a lot of oil, and now Venezuela's oil has been shut back, but we still have a huge glut. Ever the showman and practiced master of distraction, President Trump has just lobbied another smoke bomb, has just lobbed another smoke bomb at the MSM, mainstream media, by tweeting that he has ordered Navy ships to fire on Iranian gunboats if they harass U.S. ships. Here's his tweet. "I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down a boat and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats if they harass our ships at sea. The Iranian military has on occasion harassed U.S. servicemen stationed in the area, and back in 2016 there was a brief but intense international incident when Iran detained U.S. sailors in two ships, one of which had reportedly broken down. Both ships had accidentally floated into Iranian waters, according to the Iranians." Again, now they're beating the war drums on top of everything else. And see, this is something that we need to think about, too. We talked about this on the Friday show several weeks ago about, are we really going to go to war with Venezuela, which wouldn't be much of a war unless China and Russia got involved in it. And now that he's telling him to openly fire on these boats, what does he mean by harass? Does that mean get within a mile? That means get within 500 feet? Get within 1,000 feet? Who knows? By the way, another article from Zero Hedge, it says, "Killed by COVID-19 lockdowns. thousands of shut down. U.S. businesses will be closed permanently. This economic downturn is turning out to be far deeper and more severe than most experts originally anticipated. More than 22 million Americans have filed claims for unemployment benefits. By the way, guys, that's huge. And economists are telling us that the U.S. economy is contracting at the fastest rate that we have seen since the Second World War. We are already starting to see some high-profile companies move towards bankruptcy. But the real story is what is happening to thousands upon thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, which, by the way, they hate these businesses because of the lockdowns. Many of them were barely surviving even before the pandemic, and now these lockdowns have delivered a death blow. The restaurant industry, by the way, is very difficult to make money in a restaurant, is a perfect example. Prior to the pandemic, there were more than a million restaurants in the United States, and about half of them were independent. Those independent restaurants employed approximately 11 million workers, and now the vast majority of those workers have been laid off. Wow, 11 million workers laid off from the restaurant industry. Once the lockdowns are over, it would be wonderful if all those independent restaurants would spring back to life, but they won't. But the results of a recent survey suggest that it's simply not going to happen. In fact, the survey found that 28% of all independent restaurants are probably not going to survive if the lockdowns last for another month. This goes right back to why in these small business loans, these giant corporations doing $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 million a year are getting the money from the government, not just smaller mom-and-pop businesses. They don't want mom-and-pop businesses. They want things like Amazon running the world because they can control Amazon through the CIA. They can control everything that you're going to buy through the CIA. This is so, so important that we understand that. By the way, food shortage fears are well-founded. Tyson now, won't get me started on how they got their funding, closes the nation's largest pork plant over COVID concerns. Who funds Tyson? Ask yourself that question. Food security remains a significant problem during the coronavirus lockdowns. The next big issue unfolding is the shuttering of the nation's food plants that could drive food inflation sky high. Of course, that's the goal, isn't it? If you can starve a populace, you can force them into a FEMA camp or into a re-education camp like Hillary Clinton said we all needed to go to, or let's just call it what it is, a concentration camp. On Wednesday, Tyson Fresh Meats, the beef and pork subsidiary of Tyson Foods, released a statement that said its plant in Waterloo, Iowa, will suspend operation until further notice. What the heck does that mean? So until further notice? Does that mean that we're going to be shut down forever? I mean, unbelievable. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a big pork fan, but a lot of people eat a lot of pork. Pork's bad for you. Tyson is planning to test all 2,800 workers for COVID-19 at a facility later this week. Protecting our team members is our top priority, and the reason we've implemented numerous safety measures during this challenging and unprecedented time, said Steve Stauffer, group president of Tyson Fresh Meats. Well, now we've got to go back and let you guys do some research on this. Who owns Tyson? Who controls the stock of Tyson? Is this another Zionist front? Is this another Kabbalist front? I mean, this is the stuff that we've got to ask ourselves all of the time. Who's controlling the narrative here? By the way, here's an interesting article. Fed can't print gold. Bank of America calls gold the ultimate store of value, and it raises its price target to $3,000 an ounce. Wow. Back in April 2011, just before gold exploded to a record at $1,900 an ounce following the U.S. credit rating downgrade, we first said, as Kyle Bass echoed, that the main reason behind our long-running bullish view on gold is that the Fed can't print gold unlike every other asset. Today, with a 9-year delay, Bank of America has caught up with where we were at the start of the decade and repeating virtually everything we have said consistently each day for over 11 years. Now, why are they doing that? Why are they telling us that the gold is the value? Here's why. It's because of their lesser magic or white magic. Because Bank of America is another giant, huge, cabal-controlled organization. And what they do is this. They've got to tell you in advance what they're going to do, what you should be doing, and then they have themselves – this is what they believe. They believe that when they get on the other side of the veil – and we've talked about the containment veil at CERN. When they get on the other side of the veil into another dimension, into the next life, they don't have as much bad stuff to pay for. They call it karma. If they tell you what they're going to do in advance, or tell you what you should do, in this case, what you should do in advance, they're telling you that you need to be in precious metals, that this is where you're going to have the least amount of pain, but it's up to you to choose. But now they're no longer guilty of you. apparently there's some kind of giant, you know, tit for tat here in the unseen realms as far as what they have to do, a certain rule they have to follow. Austin, are you back with me yet?
Yeah, I'm here, bud. I don't know what happened to my whole system. I guess it dropped me off again. So I didn't know.
Guys, Austin and I are not at the same location. And so when he goes off the air, I go off the air. Whether they're back on the air again, we have to ask. Okay, so I was asking, yeah. Austin, what's your next story, bud?
Absolutely. Well, where did I leave off? I don't even know where it cut me off because I was I had everything running here, and then Todd contacted me.
Well, brother, I've gone through about six or seven stories since you cut loose, and I don't remember where you were. You were on a good rant, though. I remember that. Oh, by the way, guys, this whole program is not taped. This is live. You're getting the live. Oh, and I got to ask you guys to do me a favor. Please don't send me texts during the show. My iPad blows up every time you do that, and I get totally distracted. So when I'm on live from 10 to 11 a.m., please, I love you guys. Please don't send me texts. Please don't call me. Just let me be. We really are live right now, and if you've got my personal information and personal phones and personal texts and all that kind of stuff, you got to leave me be for 1 hour. All right. Also, just start wherever you want to start, guys.
Did I go into detail enough about as far as with the Connecticut drone systems that are out there?
You were talking basically about how this is Cyberdyne from – this is what I got from it. This is Cyberdyne from Terminator, in which, in other words – in the Terminator movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger that came out like back in 84, which would be, what, 36 years ago now, basically they were talking about how these drones and this AI had taken over the planet and decided it was going to just kill everybody, which is pretty much where we're headed, and how they have these advanced drones that are hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars each, that can detect body temperatures from 200 feet away to make sure that you're being a good little slave and you don't have a fever. And so – lest anybody thinks that I don't listen to Austin, I'm repeating what he said now. And guys, that's what he was talking about. Okay? And he's absolutely right. All right, so
that kind of ties me into what I went on to say after that shortly, and then I realized everything was cut off, is that that is one of the reasons why they're putting the 5G system in place is, remember, these drones have to connect and talk to one another. When they start sending out drone fleets and they start going out to the entire city to scan everybody and test everybody's temperature and monitors everybody's respiratory system and make sure they're being good little slaves and not getting closer than 6 feet apart. That's another reason why as well we talked about the phone systems. When you get closer than 6 feet, it's difficult to determine whose phone is which as far as when you're doing basically a grid check. The same thing is going on with these drones. When you get closer than a certain, you know, few feet, it's difficult to determine the body temperature and whatnot because it can throw off the scans. So this is what this whole 6 feet thing is about. It has nothing to do with that's the magic number that prevents you from catching a virus. It's all about the algorithms and the numbers they need to get these AI systems into place to monitor your phones and monitor you with the drones. And then it ties back into what the article came out with on NBC recently. You guys know that Trump basically added more funding to the FCC, more funding to the 5G rollout, even just in the giant $2 trillion stimulus bill that was completely and totally geared to fund the banks up again. Remember, $400 million of that went to the FCC on top of their already bloated budget, on top of their budget increase in January that they already got in the budget. They got another $400 million. Well, it's starting to tie into what we're seeing here as the FCC and Fed has been trying to accelerate deployment in urban and rural areas of the 5G technology. And the article that came out from NBC is titled, "Why the Coronavirus Pandemic Needs a Fast-Forward 5G Adoption in the U.S." Of course, this is what we've been talking about, and this is why I've been getting email after email, text from all kinds of people I know, sending me photos, and I appreciate that because I've sent them to other people as well, of these 5G towers, a lot of which are camouflaged looking like trees. And they're going up all over the country right now. I mean, I'm getting photos and emails from all over the country. They cannot put these towers up any faster. They're using as many people as they can. Remember, these towers are huge. I mean, the microwave signals on them, the big 5Gs, are like the size of like a refrigerator, big square box. That's how you can tell it's not a normal cell phone antenna. And so what's going on here, Jessica Rosenthal, an FCC member, imagine that, said the influx of people working from home is testing and stressing the network conditions. So they go on to say here, carriers including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile began deploying in 2019. Ironically, you guys remember that, last year they started rolling out 5G. Verizon's Vestberg said last year that half the U.S. will have access to 5G by the end of 2020. The U.S. government was behind the launch as well. Well, imagine that. Everything's kind of going right together with this coronavirus. And to facilitate, the FCC rolled out the 5G Fast Plan. You guys remember they did this. They voted unanimously. No city, municipality, county, anybody can block 5G towers from coming in. Essentially, they took full-blown control over everything with 5G. And it was designed to accelerate the deployment of high-speed broadband in rural America and help its third auction for 5G spectrum in late 2019. Again, end of 2019. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, interesting name for an FCC chairman, said in December they put together a $9 billion funding package to bring rural parts of America up to par with urban segments of 5G. In addition, the U.S. government paid around $10 billion, again, to satellite providers to fast-track the auction of 5G C-band spectrum by 2021. All this stuff together is, you know, one little piece of this, you'd be like, eh, whatever. All of this stuff together is no longer coincidence. The fact that all of this 5G program platform had been rolling out as fast as they could the end of last year, the fact that they've been dumping literally tens of billions of dollars of just what we see on the record to get this 5G rollout in place. At the same time, we see now them using the coronavirus as an excuse to make 5G even more available because everybody's staying at home. At the same time, we see numerous research showing that the 5G and the pulses that 5G puts out is unbelievably damaging to the human body and can massively lower the immune system. I mean, you can just look at videos online of trees, animals, birds, areas that have had 5G places go up, 5G towers go up, and it completely starts ruining the landscape of the area. Same thing we've talked about when there have been areas where they put 5G towers up, and all of a sudden they find 500 migrating birds dead on the ground. Never hit anything, never did anything, literally just fell out of the sky and landed on their heads and broke their neck. How in the world does that happen? The only way you can start doing stuff like that and killing that amount of birds in the sky without a tremendous amount of 12-gauge birdshot and like a belt-fed contraption, you have to have some type of microwave energy to knock them out. Those many birds aren't going to hit a plane. If they did, they're not going to land on the ground intact. If you run into a migrating flock of birds with a plane, the birds are going to be completely and totally chopped up. They're not going to be literally in perfect shape on the ground, dead, spread out through an entire backyard. So you have to ask yourselves, what is really going on? And again, speak up about this to a lot of local people and make your voice heard, because this 5G program, from what I've seen, I've never seen it accelerate this fast like I have now that nobody's on the road, or at least a lower amount of people are on the road. School systems are now out of place. Everybody's basically out and about, either working or at home. Nobody's running around, so nobody notices these things happening as fast as they are, Dad.
Well, you're absolutely right, Austin. I was at Disney one time. This is, oh, God, this is 10 years ago when they really hit us with the chemtrails here, which they still hit us with the chemtrails. And I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden a bird just falls out of the sky. Just boop, right in front of me. Just drops dead. I mean, just flying like minding its own business, and boom, it hits the ground. And I'm like, what the heck? And so there was a guy standing there with me, and I said, now we have birds falling out of the sky. And, you know, and he was on my email address for a bit. And, you know, I was sending him some stuff, and he finally just said, look, you know, I know it's true. I just can't deal with it. I don't want to know the truth. That was it. He was gone. And so I said, fine, I'll take you off my list. Guys, this is what's going on everywhere. We have birds being microwaved while they fly. This is incredibly powerful. They used to tell the guys on the ships in World War II when they were experimenting with the radar, don't get in front of the dish. It'll cook you. The guys used to take popcorn and pop it in front of the dish. It's a radar wave. It's a microwave. It's what it does. And if you hit a high, you put a strong enough signal out there and the birds fly through it, they're going to get cooked, you know, and they're going to die. It's either going to stop their hearts or it's going to cook them right in mid-flight. Chances are it's going to stop their hearts. Remember, the 5G is a weapon system. You know, we have to understand that these guys are not here for your best interest. I mean, you think about it for a second. Think about what's going on. I mean, you know, they make up stories about everything. You know, when I was young, I used to believe celebrities. And now all these celebrities are suddenly coming down with, you know, the coronavirus. I mean, like everybody you know who's the high, oh, I've got coronavirus. It's all a bunch of lies. They don't have coronavirus. You know, when we were little, we told about how the Russian government lied to us and lied to us and lied to us people. And, you know, we all felt sorry for the Russian people. Now we realize it's not the Russian people lying to the Russian people, although they may do that. It's our government lying to us. Everything's a lie. You know, a friend of mine writes me and says, I cringe when I listen to friends and pastors and ministry leaders who confidently proclaim that the government party or the use of the false flags is the basis for a spiritual lesson. What the heck? She's right. They have no discernment. No discernment. A religious leader totally rejects any member who has discernment. In other words, the pastor, if you go to that pastor, they tell you that you're a conspiracy theorist and you need to leave. And it is. It's very difficult to find our place in the midst of all of this stuff. Now, what did Jesus say about this? In Matthew 7:15, it says, but small is the gate and narrow the way that leads to life, and only a few find it. Then he warns us, here, listen, friends, beware of false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Why would Christ himself say this? This isn't part of the red letter part of the Bible, right? By their fruit you will recognize them. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Guys, you got to be discerning on who you're listening to. I mean, if they're not telling you that there's a Canaanite, religious, Egyptian, Kabbalist, banker cult, okay, they don't want to touch any of that. You got to ask them, who are they blaming? They always have the globalists. The globalists are doing it. Oh, the globalists, the globalists. Who are the globalists? You got to put a face and a name to these clowns. The guys who are doing this are the international banking community. They're the guys that are the Kabbalists that want a 5G network put in, like Austin was talking about, bring in a D-Wave computer to connect us into an interdimensional entity interface being ruled by Ein Sof. They say, we're not a... Maria Abramovich says, I'm not a Satanist. Oh, don't call me a Satanist immediately. Leave me alone. Well, she's not a Satanist. They don't go by that. She worships the snake in the tree. They call him Ein Sof. Yeah, you say, well, they call her... No, she didn't say she wanted a Kabbalist. She didn't say that. You know, she's not a Satanist. But it's just these guys, they twist words around all the time. And that's why Jesus was so clear warning you about them. In Matthew 10:16, it says, sheep among wolves. He goes, truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Look, he's sending his disciples out to preach. He goes, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. He's warning you. He's warning you that he's sending you out like sheep among wolves. He says, but beware of men, for they'll hand you over to their councils and flog you in their synagogues, it goes on to say. Guys, it's so important to understand what we're up against. And that's why I tell folks, and I tell you guys, don't fire hose someone who doesn't understand any of this stuff. Give them a little bit. Tell them, have you ever heard of Building 7? The Solomon Building? Did you know there was a third tower that came down on 9/11? Because probably 90% of the people don't know that, as far as the general population. You say, well, no, I never... Just show the videos of Solomon Building. Well, that's weird. I mean, how'd that come down? Well, yeah. Yesterday, I was talking to a pilot, and he knew the guys in Pennsylvania who shot down that plane on 9/11. He said it was hit by two missiles, and they took the whole plane down. He says, that's why that crash light was a joke. He said, I know the pilots who were on the planes, and they came back with two less missiles. They were ordered to shoot down that plane. Well, we already knew that. That smoke and hole had no debris in it, had no titanium engines in it, had no luggage, had no bodies, had nothing in it. Guys, everything we've been taught, well, probably 90% of what we've been told by the federal government since the mid-40s, late 30s, since Roswell happened, has been a lie. Pretty much. What would Casey say? We'll know that we've done our job at the CIA when everything that every American believes is a lie, to paraphrase him. I mean, what the heck? Is that who runs the country? Yeah, pretty much. That's why it always just annoys me, Austin, when people are quoting that, oh, the Donald will save us. The Donald is the man. He's the man. No, he's not. He's a figurehead. Donald Trump's in this as deep as the rest these clowns. He knows how deep he's in. Yeah, he knows how deep he's in now. He may not have known how deep he was going to go when he was running for president. He may have really thought he's going to change things. But guys, He's a reality talk show host, has filed multiple bankruptcies, that was given $10 million and still filed bankruptcy multiple times. Give him $10 million on a bunch of tenement apartments by his dad. I mean, he never had to do anything for the rest of his life. He's been groomed for a time such as this. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. You guys are absolutely awesome. Go ahead, Austin, finish it up.
Yes, guys, absolutely. And just continue to speak the truth of what's going on. Support a lot of these local companies that you know are good, mom-and-pop stores, restaurants, and so forth. Been telling a lot of people that right now because, I mean, a lot of these companies, guys, they're going to be out of business here pretty soon if they don't have some help as far as with people actually supporting them. And I see so many people right now. I mean, that's why Amazon's like at an all-time high. I mean, that's embarrassing, guys. Amazon and everything going on right now, the best the American populace can do is keep supporting the giant retail monopoly of Amazon. I mean, give me a break. I mean, that's a complete and total failure on our parts as Americans. The one company that continues to keep growing right now, even in the midst of everything going on, is the all-totalitarian Amazon, who gets CIA contracts on a regular basis. Guys, wake up. Support your local companies. Try to stay local, especially when it's coming to food or parts or anything like that. I always try to do that with local stuff the best I can. And I mean, not buy some off eBay from a private seller off eBay. There's tons of good private sellers on eBay. eBay's way better than Amazon because it's almost all independent people that are local. They're at their house. They're selling stuff. They're distributing stuff. But Amazon, guys, come on. Give me a break. Stay away from that clown show the best you can. All they're going to do is be used. And they've already shown this. They're already planning on doing this as a giant global retail monopoly where pretty much everything is out of business. And they do anything they want, and nobody else does anything except work for Amazon. Wake up and see what's going on right now. Thank you again for supporting Health Masters, family-owned business, right here in Central Florida. Staying in the fight. We'll not be quitting. We'll continue to keep getting the truth out, continuing to get supplements out. We got vitamin C in stock, the product of the week. You guys voted. It won the Magnesium Brain Food again on sale. Fantastic product. I'll have it changed up here in the next few minutes. Thank you again for supporting HealthMasters.com. Get the truth out. Sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.